Lord be with you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach the towns, for most of his mighty deeds had been done. Since they had not repented, woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre, Sidon, would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. The mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, but have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you.
My dear friends, yes, Jesus is very loving, forgiving, and merciful, but because he loves us so very much, he wants us to be our best. And we see a very, very stirred Jesus in the gospel today, who looks out at what he sees and doesn't like it. So I wonder what our Lord would think of us right now. What would he see in your hearts? Yes, he would see a lot of good, but because we are human, we are called to repent on a daily basis. Every single one of us till we die, we're works in progress, are we not? And we grow in our holiness by coming to Mass, by going to frequent confession, by praying our rosary daily, by being humble enough to say, Lord, I don't have all the answers. Yes, I'm imperfect, but I'm going to keep trying every day. So this gospel is a reminder to each and every one of us that Jesus, because he loves us, wants us to be holy. And our world needs us now more than ever to turn away from sin and to do good things. I know the good people that you are. I see the good in you every day. But you and I together, we need to work on growing in our holiness. So what would our Lord Jesus see in your heart today? What does he see? And what do you need to make clean and repent from? So where in our lives do you and I need to do better?